Guys, quick! It's almost April Fool's Day and we haven't thought of anything.
Yeah, the podcast has really taken a back seat with Chaska and Lonnie taking college courses and all three of you acting in that play.
Fandral forever, baby!
Can you be quiet in there? I'm trying to write a 1,000-word paper on Kafka's metamorphosis.
Why do we need 535 Congress people when all they do is filibuster?
Chaska, Lonnie, pause that for a minute and come here. Why? Did you have anything in mind?
Well, you know how people sometimes complain about how we're too focused on old books instead of current events? After a long and exhausting search, I finally found a copy of the book that took America by storm last fall. Barbenheimer!
Seriously? That was last summer, Mira. You're almost a year behind.
Really? I figured it was late October because of the Halloween theme.
Wait, what?
Anyway, there was some big award show and everyone is talking about it again. Let's hurry up before I miss the hype.
The Power for Kids.
Today, we're reviewing Barbenheimer. Ray for Halloween?
Written by... Wait, where's the author? Mira, I don't...
No time! The hype train is leaving the station! Choo-choo! Let's skip all of this and jump straight into the story.
It's story time!
We have so much to do for our Halloween party, Barbie says to her friend J. Robert Oppenheimer. Let's put out the candy, decorate the house, and set up the games. We invited a lot of friends, so I really want it to be special. First, let's put on our costumes! Barbie zips on an orange and black striped suit. Then she puts on ears and whiskers. Barbie is dressed as a tiger this Halloween.
My life as a child did not prepare me for the fact that the world is full of cruel and bitter things.
Okay, let's see what we can find in your closet. Barbie helps J. Robert Oppenheimer pick out a dress. This one would be perfect. Then Barbie makes fairy wings for J. Robert Oppenheimer. There! Come on, little fairy. We've got to decorate the living room. I'll put this creepy skeleton in the corner and stick cobwebs and spiders everywhere. Then Barbie hangs up streamers and balloons. J. Robert Oppenheimer helps out by handing her tape. Next, Barbie and Oppenheimer go to the kitchen to get the Halloween treats. They come back with bags of candy. Let's put treats out all around the room. J. Robert Oppenheimer helps pour candy corn into bowls. Are we sure this is the right book? It's hard to believe this is really what everyone was so excited about.
I don't ask me. I just don't get TikTok culture. Kids these days.
Anyways, let's get back to the book. These Halloween cookies came out great. Thanks for helping me make them, Oppie.
I was an unctuous, repulsively good little boy.
You may take one, but just one. Now it's time to set up Barbie's favorite Halloween game, bobbing for apples. Barbie fills a tub with water and J. Robert Oppenheimer puts in the apples.
I am not well, and I'm afraid to come and see you now, for fear that something melodramatic might happen.
Sure. J. Robert Oppenheimer dips his face into the water, trying to bite an apple. After a few seconds, he comes up with a nice red one.
Now I have become death, destroyer of worlds.
Good job, Oppie. Barbie has one more thing to do before the party. She can't forget the most important decoration of all, the jack-o'-lantern. Barbie picks up the carved pumpkin and puts a light inside. I think that this is the scariest jack-o'-lantern we've ever made. As Barbie walks across the house, the living room lights suddenly go out.
And the slow light betrays us and our wistfulness when the celestial saffron is faded and grown colorless.
Then they hear a strange noise.
No, no. Dostoevsky is superior. He gets the soul and torment of man.
Don't know, but let's go and get a candle from the kitchen. Time out. Is this really okay?
Well, what do you mean?
I feel like we're poking fun at a really emotionally complex character. Somebody who's really tormented by how what they want to do can have a negative impact on the world, you know?
Yeah, but I think Oppenheimer has been explored enough that people know what he was trying to do and why.
Wait, Oppenheimer? No, I was talking about Barbie.
Get on with it, people!
Barbie and J. Robert Oppenheimer tiptoe to the kitchen and turn on the lights. They look all around, but they don't see anything that could have made the spooky sound. Suddenly, they hear the noise again. That sounded like it came from the living room. Barbie finds a candle in the kitchen drawer and lights it. Come on! Barbie and Oppenheimer rush into the living room and find... Mochi, their cat, playing with the streamers. She wants to join in the Halloween fun. Oh, Mochi. Look, she must have pulled the lamp cord while she was playing and turned off the lights.
We find ourselves again, each in his separate prison. Ready, hopeless, for negotiation with other men.
Well, it wouldn't be Halloween without a good scare. That must be the first party guest. Now that we've gotten our Halloween scare out of the way, let's have fun!
Hi, Barbie. Am I in time for the podcast?
No, Ken. Tonight is girls' night. Here, take Oppenheimer with you.
I am and shall be a vile driver.
No!
Thanks for listening. And by the way, April Fools!
Yay! So, I gotta note that this, whatever we've created here, was based on real books.
This
Frankenstein that we made. It is based on the books Barbie, Hooray for Halloween by Diane Wright Landolph, author, and Karen Wolcott, illustrator, published in 2004 by Golden Books.
With actual quotes by J. Robert Oppenheimer from the book American...
Prometheus.
Yeah, that. By Keimer and Martin J. Sherwin. Published in 2005 by Alfred A. Knopf. Yeah,
so it is a Frankenstein.
Yay. We're excited to announce Mochi got a lizard!
Woo!
She did. Leave us a review on...
Yeah, wherever books are sold.
Or check them out at your local library.
Yeah, just like write in the library, Book Power for Kids, they're real good.
Don't do that. Go tell your cat about us, please. Oh yeah, I have the series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket that should be coming out soon, so that's actually a real episode.
Alright, good recording, y'all. Thank you! Bye, everybody!
Alright, family. Alright, who's ready to sing?
Me.
So ready.
It starts with 3, 2, 1.
Can we hear the original first?
No. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm just standing out in love, and I'm greater than you is love. So hey, check me out, yeah, I'm just Ken. My name's Ken, and so am I. Put that manly hand in mine. So hey, world, check me out. Yeah, I'm just Ken. Baby, I'm just Ken.
Hey. Did we do it? Sort of.